What's up, Radiant Icons, and welcome back to Dare to Be Iconic, the podcast made for icons daring to be themselves. I'm your host, Amanda Policelli, and I'm so excited you're here today. But before we get into it, I dare you to go to daretobeiconic.com to join our Radiant Icon community and check out my Amazon storefront linked in the show notes to check out my journal, Break Up with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future. Now, I will die on the hill that this is the year of the icon. So how can you be an icon? And what does the word iconic even mean? Are you ready for your tea time / Radiant Icons? Now let's get into the tea. Let's start off with what the word iconic means. Now, in this context for Dare to Be Iconic, right? It's all about your own unique version of iconic and daring to be yourself and being comfortable and confident in your skin. So when I say the word iconic, I genuinely mean living authentically and true to you and stumbling boldly. So how can you be an icon? You need to be okay with being imperfectly iconic. So embracing your imperfections. And I know we all don't like that. Like literally owning up what scares us and what we aren't like perfect in is one of the most terrifying things anyone can do. But you know what? Dare to Be Iconic all started for me to share my story in hopes that it resonates with one of you Radiant Icons so that you can dare to be iconic in your daily lives. So let's talk about how I struggle with imperfection and how it really inspired this whole Dare to Be Iconic mindset and made me the icon I am today. My whole life, I've been a perfectionist. I have struggled with the concept of being perfect and having to adhere to these standards ever since I was like little baby Amanda. And a recent example would be when I was filming my first podcast episode. So it was honestly early this week, and I was just so hard on myself because it wasn't coming out the way I wanted it to. It wasn't coming out perfectly. And I had this idea in my mind of what it should be. Like it should be like all the other self-improvement podcasts out there. It needs to be X, Y, and Z way. No, the whole point of Dare to Be Iconic, right, is to be iconic in my own unique way. And my version of iconic isn't the same as everyone else in the market. And that is okay. So the way I'm going to approach this podcast is going to be completely different than so-and-so. But I need to be okay with that and normalize that. Just because it isn't the way that someone else is doing it doesn't mean it's not perfect, in quotation marks, to me. So I just need to embrace my imperfections. And I was really, really down on myself. After I had finished recording, I was in such a depressy, messy mood. And my friend Danny would be so happy that I said that. So shout out Danny. But I was just like, I should quit. I'm a failure. This is going to suck. No one's going to listen to me. And you know what? If this isn't their cup of tea, that's okay. Because I'm being authentic to myself. The way for me to be authentic to myself is to just talk to the camera right here in my bedroom on this mic like I'm talking to one of my best friends. Because that is the whole point of Dare to Be Iconic, is being authentic to me. And that's how I shine and thrive in my iconicness. Let's talk about how to embrace imperfection. So how can you be imperfectly iconic? This is a hard one for me specifically because I suck at giving myself grace. I suck at being kind to myself. I don't like admitting when I failed. I don't like to admit that I'm imperfect, but we all are, you know? So it shouldn't be something that I'm ashamed of or embarrassed by, but I always get in my head about it. One way that we can be imperfectly iconic and be the icons we are is by embracing our imperfections and by being kinder to ourselves and giving ourselves grace and accepting that we will fail. And that's okay. Think of imperfections as a painting, okay? So every unsuspected stroke or splatter makes up this beautiful, messy canvas that is our lives. Our lives shouldn't be perfect because life is imperfect. And that's okay to embrace those imperfections because that's what makes us iconic. That's what makes us unique and beautiful and the icons that we are. So how do we get over that hurdle of being imperfect? We have to own them and say them out loud. So I'm going to own my imperfections right now. Now, my therapist would say I'm a queen at this. I love to create unnecessary chaos for myself. I love it. And as many times as my therapist tells me, stop creating chaos for yourself, I will continue to create unnecessary chaos in my life. That's just always going to happen. I will overthink certain situations and play them multiple times in my head because I just want them to be what? Perfect. Yes. So I create this unnecessary chaos in my life that I do not need, but I do it anyway. So I need to start giving myself grace when I do it and start recognizing those patterns. And I am getting better at it, but it is a struggle. So that's an imperfection of mine. Another one would be right after the breakup, I carried the shame that we talked about in episode one. Like I was just letting this narrative that my ex wrote of me dictate and define my entire narrative and how I perceived myself and how I moved and went about life. I should have been kinder to myself. This was the first time I was getting my heart broken. That is going to hurt, and I'm not always going to get it right. I was in this transitional period, and I wasn't giving myself the grace and kindness that I deserve. I needed to do that. And another one that I can think of is honestly right now with the podcast. This is something that I have dreamed of for 2 years now, and it's finally coming to fruition. And that is like the most exciting thing I've ever done so far in my life, that this dream is actually coming true and I'm creating and I'm making it happen. But I'm not always going to get it right. There is a learning curve with anything new that you start, and you're not always going to be perfect. I'm a CEO for the first time in my life of my own company. I'm not always going to get it right, and that is okay. I have to accept that sometimes I'm going to fail, that sometimes it's not going to go the way that I want it to, but it's happening the way it should. So in turn of that, I need to trust my path like I trust an Uber. And I know that's a lot easier said than done, because trust is my word for 2024. And we are going through it right now, y'all, but we can talk about that later. But we need to start trusting our path. And that's within embracing the imperfections and being imperfectly iconic. That's how you be an icon. You need to stumble boldly, live authentically, and dare to be iconic. Dare to be your own unique version of iconic. Honestly, just appreciate the beauty in the unexpected moments. We have to keep trusting this beautiful painting that we're creating, even if the strokes and the splatters don't make sense at that particular moment. That is okay, because everything is happening for a reason. So embrace it and trust the process. Trust that path like it is an Uber. I dare you to write out your imperfections, cross them out, and accompany the lesson that goes with it. And for more, check out my journal, Break Up with the Past, Fall in Love with the Future. All right, Radiant Icon. Now that we know how we can be an icon, next week, we're diving into that Dare to Be Iconic mindset, the mindset where you can create the dream life that you've always wanted for yourself, how you can step into your power, and how you can be the icon that you are. If you liked today's episode, make sure to leave a review, share it with your friends, and remember, Radiant Icons, dare to be iconic. See you next time. Bye.